Right now on the phone, I'm joined by James King. How you doing, James?
I'm doing really good. Steve, how you doing?
We're doing good, bud. We're just hanging in here and enjoying some music and some nice conversation with some good friends. And Phil Ledbetter came on for a while to talk about what he's been up to and music that he's back playing again. He's got some big things. You're calling me from Virginia then, correct?
Yeah, you sound like you've been playing some pretty good tunes.
Oh, yeah. Well, we kicked it off today with yours. We kicked it off with James King music, and I got one stored up for her later because Julie, Julie's the one I go through to get to you. So she asked me to pull one up.
Man's got to have a good wife to keep everything.
Yeah, yeah. So we started off with the show at 2 o'clock with that. My favorite, you do this stuff and you get radio drops where people like you will do like a station ID. And that's yours is one of my favorite that you did for me in a radio station in Virginia and emailed to me. And I love it to death, man. And I play it and it guarantees you get a spot, a couple songs played after it every time it hits the airwaves. So I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, let's tell listeners out there what you have a new album.
We got a new CD coming on around, or it should be out in a few months. It's old country songs done bluegrass style. Got some really good pickers on it. It's helped me out. They've done a great job.
What kind of what some of the songs you remember them offhand?
We recorded an old Hank Williams tune, Devil's Train, and Things Are Going to Pieces, Kevin Stone, Jason's Farm, few others. I'm going to keep some of them a secret.
That's no. I don't want you. No, listen. As soon as I asked it, I thought I probably shouldn't have asked that because I don't want to.
No. It's close enough. It's coming. So there's a couple of them that I'm not going to mention. You know, it'd be kind of wow.
Where that song? When do we think that's going to be available to all us folks out here?
I'm hoping in a couple of months.
Okay,
it's all done and it's been mastered and it should be. Just long enough, Julie and I are supposed to try to go get maybe another photograph in Crew, Virginia, Monday. But they may already have one photograph they're looking at, but we may have to do another one. Nowadays, it don't take too long, once you get it mastered and they get everything ready to go. It don't take as long as it used to. Get the computers.
Well, we'll look for that, and as soon as it comes out, we'll get our hands on it and make sure that it gets in the regular playlist here, because everybody loves your music.
We're playing a lot. We've got a lot of good festivals over in Kentucky. We're going over to Joe Mellinger's here for long.
Well, Phil Ledbetter said he was traveling up there. Joe was on the show a couple of weeks ago, and he's just a great guy, keeping bluegrass alive up in Middletown, Dayton area.
Yeah, we're going to Indiana this coming weekend, and then up into Evanston, Illinois, with Chip Covington. He puts a show on at the Legion up there. And we're going on into Madison, Wisconsin for Sunday.
Okay.
And they want to come home and, go to the Station Inn in Nashville on the 15th, and Big Joe's on Saturday the 16th. I think my days are right. I hope so, anyway.
You're just talking about March at this point, right?
Yeah, talking about March. Yes,
sir. That's a busy. You're doing the same thing. You're just on the road from one to the next, right?
Yeah, month of February we went from Danville, Virginia, where I lived, to Riverside, California, and then played Arizona, Laughlin, Nevada, and then we went to Massachusetts, and then to Miami, and then back home.
Man,
so we've been traveling month of February.
And when everybody knows when the James King Band shows up, when James King shows up, you're looking at bluegrass, man. It's right down the pike. It's solid. It's got great vocals, and it's bluegrass. In my mind, James, just so you know, covers a broad territory. But I know the straight down the pike stuff when I hear it, and you are right in that groove all the time.
Well, I was fortunate enough to be raised 6 miles north of Mount Airy, North Carolina. 30 miles southwest of Galax. I went to school at Carroll County High School. I was raised in a little town called Cana, Virginia. The same town Wes Golden was raised in that played with Boone Creek in the 70s. Wes and I went to school together. He was a few grades ahead of me. with his uncle, Otto King. He was a king. He played music with my dad. Mm-hmm. And my uncle still is, you know.
Let me ask you this: when you record, and we always play a lot of your music on the show, as everybody does on Worldwide Bluegrass. But do you consciously think to try to stay in that groove, or is just so much a part of your soul that's what you play?
Well, I started, you know, in '74, really, really loving the Stanley Brothers. I was about 16.
Yeah.
And Carter Stanley was a big influence on me. And Ralph, you know, Ralph had such a great tenor to Carter, you know. It was just a duet that just captured me. And Ralph is Ralph, as far as I'm concerned, the best mountain tenor singer ever was.
Oh, yeah.
And played the banjo to complement the style that they had. He plays a very simple style of banjo that just, you know, complemented his work when he, you know, when Carter passed away. Ralph kind of went back in time and mountained it, you know, which is where from that mountain. Yeah, I'm playing Ralph's Festival in May. Anyway, that's basically, I love Flat and Scruggs, and I love, you know, Jimmy Martin and Bill Monroe and the Osborne Brothers. I loved all that music, but, you know, and I still love all styles of bluegrass, but Carter and Ralph do that kind of started me to where I, you know, I love all different styles of duets. You know, John Duffy was a great tenor singer.
Oh, yeah.
Dudley Connell, of course, is one of my favorite, you know. Dudley made some records with me. Of course, you know, Russell Moore and you know, of course, I said John Duffy and several other, you know, Bobby Osborne, man, what a voice. I mean, I had a 4-year, actually picking me, we had 4 years there together that we got to listen to the Osborne Brothers box set and we got to play in it every weekend. Man, they had good harmony too.
They had great harmony They would come in and just do it all basically live in the studio. I mean they were.
Yeah, well, see, Sonny is singing that second part.
Oh yeah.
And that's the reason, you know, all the years, you know, the sound never changed. You had Sonny underneath Bobby, and you know what, an underrated singer, great banjo player, one of the best banjo players ever. But what an underrated singer! I mean, man, he. If you listen to those, you know, those trios, you hear old Sonny in there. He's doing his job, man.
Oh yeah.
And Bobby, he's setting brother to where brother just sounds just that high voice, man. Well, you know, brother duet. It's a compliment, you know, with the trio and you running, you know, and Red Allen and several others, Dale Slid. But man, you know, I'd like to see old Sonny again. Sonny's one of my heroes. And have a lot of fun on the road with Sonny. Hope he's well.
He's doing well. I'm going to call him in a little bit when we get off the phone because he participates in this show every Saturday. He just likes to get on and chat about stuff. Yeah. And he's doing well. He's just not playing anymore, but he's happy with what he's doing.
I tell you, he's one of my heroes. Always, you know, we used to know that Sonny and I used to pick up one another, and that was a big highlight of. You know, the Osborne Brothers is going to be there. I'm going to get to hear him sing a bit, but I'm going to get to, you know, hang out with him a little. And that was a big honor, you know, when I was a little kid, you know, Tennessee Hound Dog and Rocky Top come on the television. He was on the Wooden Brothers, you know. And right here, that Tennessee Hound Dog, me and my cousin would run through the yard. I was about 10. He was about 8. And we'd scream the Tennessee Hound Dog from one end of the yard to the other.
Well, I will tell you this, that you absorbed it all because you're taking that same feel. And you mentioned Ralph Stanley taking it back to the mountains when Carter died. I actually heard him say once, and I don't remember where, but at the time when Newgrass, when that whole sound was coming in, Ralph said that...
He went backwards.
That's exactly what he said.
He always told me, he said, James, the simpler, the better. And I always listened to him. And I was fortunate enough I got to make a couple of records with Ralph, and I stepped in as a Clinch Mountain Boy for a few times, but I am an honorary Clinch Mountain Boy.
That's good. He made me
an honorary Clinch Mountain Boy years ago. And he told me the simpler the better. Don't change your music. He used to tell me that every time we'd talk, you know, keep it keep it simple. And I've done this country music thing that, well, it's a bluegrass record, but it's old country songs, and I've tried to keep them just as simple as I possibly could, you know.
Well, we're looking forward to that one. We're looking, you know, the quote that I remember from Ralph so well, which we're kind of talking about, is someone asked him what he was. He said everybody else was, new grass was coming along, and they were all going forward, and he was going backwards.
That's right. You know, if you listen to the Stanley Brothers music, and you listen to Ralph's music, it's different.
Yes,
Ralph. You know, you had Roy Lee Sinners. Well, had Larry Sparks to start with, and Larry done such a magnificent job. But in the 70s, when he got Roy Lee Sinners, it was magic. And then he got Keith Whitley and, you know, Richie Skaggs, mm-hmm. and Jack and Curly. And, man, that 1970s Crap in the Cross record, I don't think is a better gospel record ever.
You are probably correct on that. You are.
I play that box set. I got all four of them, and I play them. At least once a day, I have a Ralph Stanley attack, and then I got the box set of Stanley and George Silver playing the lead guitar. I have a Stanley attack, and I have some of those 15-minute radio shows that Ray Davis put out in the 60s. Mm-hmm. Absolutely marvelous, you know. I have some of them, and it's really good. I love the old music, but now don't get me wrong, I love what the New Grace Revival done also.
Well, sure.
Don't get me wrong. They were, what a band and what a talent. I mean, I recorded the Christmas song with Tony Trischka a long time ago, and it was, you know, really unique to pick with him. And I like the, you know, like all styles of music. And, you know, the old country gentleman.
Yeah.
And that Duffy and Charlie had an idea, you know, to broaden it. And when Duffy went to Salem Scene, it did, you know. Other genres of picking came out. Now, the new pickers now, Chris Steele and Noam, the banjo player that won the thing on the David Letterman show.
Right.
They're super pickers.
Well, Seldom Seen kind of blew the doors open, and that's where Newgrass, all those guys were hearing that stuff.
Yeah, Duffy opened a lot of the young people's eyes in 1970, 70, 71, 2, whenever that record came out. See, my uncle, I was a crazy Stanley Brother fan. My uncle Joe Ed, he got killed in a car wreck in 1975. But he was he played the fiddle, and he loved Kenny Baker. And I come home one day from school, and Kenny Baker was sitting on the couch with him at my grandmother's house. And then they went down to Tommy Gerald's in Mount Airy, North Carolina, and had a big frolic. That's what we called it, you know.
A big frolic.
Yeah. And I was a little kid, man, and it was amazing. Joe Ed and Kenny would get in the living room of that house, Tommy's place, play the twin fiddles, and Joe Ed loved Kenny Baker. He said, I got another band you need to hear. You know, I know you love Ralph and Carter and you love the Stanley Brothers, but listen to this. Played me the first record that Seldom Seen ever done.
Mm-hmm.
And man, that One of a Woman and Sweet Baby James and, you know, the Raised on the Railroad Line and 500 Miles and Duffy, man, I became a Duffy fan instantly.
You make your hair stand up.
Oh, man, I was sitting in the back of the last time I spoke to John Duffy, I was in New Jersey, and it was in the work where they have the new Gloryland Park Festival. It used to be down in Barre, Delaware. Brandywine friends, Judge Goldstein, moved it up to New Jersey, Salem, New Jersey. And Duffy and I think it was 1996 or somewhere around that. It was 1996 before he passed away. We were sitting on the back of a truck listening to Dudley. He was singing down there with somebody else, and I was talking to Duffy, and we got talking about the Braves. And then we switched off on the Braves, and I said, you know, I don't mean to bother you, but I really want to hear you hit the tenor on this. I'm going to sing Weary Hearts You Stole Away. I'm going to sing the chorus. We sing the tenor with me right here on this truck bed. And I hit that chorus, and he came over the top of me, and I thought I was going to fall out on the floor. I said, that's it. I said, maybe we record that someday. Boy, I wish we could have. We didn't. Man, She blowed me off the truck bed.
Those are great. Those are great. Those are great memories. You'll have that feeling for the rest of your life.
Oh, I've got them. Yeah. First time Bobby Hoffman called me name, married. You don't know what that means. You know, ain't James? How are you? I mean, you know, wow. He knows who I am. You know, that you tremble when things like that happen. They're your heroes. I'm losing signal on this phone. I ain't got my charger.
All right, buddy. Listen, I appreciate you calling in. If I lose you,
I appreciate you, man. Thank you, Steve.
We're going to play Julie. When I hang up from you, I'm going to play Whatever Happened to Julie because she wanted me to play it.
All right. That's a good song, Whatever Happened to Julie.
James King, buddy, thanks. Right, we'll catch up to you later, man.
All right, man. Thank you so much, and I appreciate this. I'm sorry about the phone. I thought I had it somewhere.
That's all right. We'll do it again sometime.
Thank you, Bluegrass.
All right, see you. Bye. There you go. There's James King. He lost the power on his phone. You know, that happens, but I'm going to play this tune here because Julie is who helped set this up for me, his wife, and she said, make sure you cue up Whatever Happened to Julie because that'll explain where she fits in the picture. So give me a second. I'm going to find it. And then when we come back out of this, I'm going to get Mr. Sonny Osborne on the phone here in just a second. So thanks so much for listening to. Thanks to James King. Thanks to Phil Ledbetter. Thanks to you all for listening to Steve Martin's Unreal Bluegrass. And here we go. Whatever Happened to Julie? This is the story of Julie King.